We are talking gas tax this morning, and boy, we should be, given everything going on in this country right now, not the least being the rising prices of gasoline at the pump, how it's affecting your commute to your offices and everything else you have to do about your daily lives. Let's go right now to Republican Tom Graves. He is from the 9th District of Georgia. Congressman, good morning, sir. How are you today?
Oh, doing great. Good morning, and you're right. We've got high gas prices, but we also have high gas taxes, and that's something I've been working to change a little bit. And you know, I think back to 2010 and the election cycle, and it was all about electing a new group of folks and putting them in charge to do something big and get rid of some of this federal government, get it back to the states. Well, I'm going to give everybody an opportunity to do that.
Yeah,
and that is let's devolve this gasoline tax back to the states and allow the states to spend it on their own priorities as they see fit and charge a tax as they desire, and not use the federal government as a middleman and lose the exchange fee that 28 states are losing right now.
Yeah. I was watching you on Squawk Box this week on CNBC when you were talking about this. This would be done in the form of an amendment, correct, that you have introduced. And again, as you just pointed out, this would devolve the federal gas tax back to the states. How would this work?
Well, you're right. I have it also as a piece of legislation that's been introduced, I think it was back in November, December, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
But now as we're going through the reauthorization of the Highway Trust Fund, I'm offering as an amendment, saying, look, let's try something different. You know, think about a couple of things in that term. You've got highway, which over 50% of this the federal motor fuel funds are not being spent on roads or bridges. You've got trust. I mean, who trusts the federal government? And then you got fund. When you think of a fund, you think, well, you're getting a good return on your investment. That isn't the case. In fact, most states are losing money. They're taking tax dollars from the taxpayers. It's going into the federal government. It's getting lost somewhere, or it's being distributed somewhere else. And it's not being spent where it was intended to be spent. So my plan says, look, let's just admit it. It doesn't work. It's a 20th century problem. Let's apply a 21st century solution and empower the states to fix this instead of always relying on the federal government to be the solution.
All right, Congressman, here's what everybody out there who's sitting behind the wheel right now on their way to work or school or whatever wants to know. How quickly would this impact prices at the pumps, and how much?
Well, it really depends on the state. Every state would have the opportunity to charge their own excise tax. So immediately the 18.4 cents that the federal government charges phases down and out, down to actually 3.7 cents so that they can continue the maintenance and make sure that as you go from one state to the next, you know, you don't have different asphalt heights, things like that. But every state can determine what are their priorities. Do they want to spend it on highways and roads and bridges, or do they want to spend it on bike paths and planting bushes and walking trails? I mean, that's the debate that's going on. But, you know, almost about 50% of it is proposed to go to roads and bridges this year. The other 50% is not. Well, states would have opportunity to say, you know what, let's spend the other 50% on roads and bridges, or maybe we just don't charge the tax that high because we want to lower the prices. So it really just depends on the states. But the other huge component is you eliminate the $400 million a year that's being spent on the bureaucracy of it, and then you reduce the mandates. You get rid of all those federal mandates. You know, it takes, 15 years to complete a road project these days?
Mm-hmm.
That is costing a lot of money to the taxpayers. Let's get all these crazy mandates and regulations out of the way and allow the states to move forward on their priorities quicker, swifter, and more efficient. It'll save the taxpayer money every day.
Congressman, there's been a lot of finger pointing recently over with the reason why gas prices are rising and who can do something about it. What's your take?
It's really not that complicated. I mean, you know, the president's energy secretary has made it real clear they have no intentions to see prices go lower. In fact, a few years ago, he said he wants to see it more like European prices, which is, what, $9, $10 a gallon.
Yeah.
So there is no energy plan, but there's clearly an agenda. So when you have an agenda and not a plan, you're going to end up with higher gas prices. That's just their philosophy. That's where they want to see it go. But I think, as y'all probably pointed out before, I mean, gasoline prices come from a commodity. The commodity is crude oil. Crude oil is traded like corn or soybeans and other things based on future supply, meaning future demand. And clearly, when people are buying barrels of crude oil at $110, they're buying low thinking they're going to sell high later, so they think it's going to get worse. So that should tell us all something, that the traders out there who are trading commodities are saying, hey, there's unrest in the Middle East. We got an administration without a plan. Therefore, it's not going to get better. I mean, it reminds you of when I was 8 years old and Jimmy Carter was president.
Yeah. Congressman Graves, before we let you go, I know you were one of the speakers at CPAC this year. In fact, I heard you talking about how we should go about cutting spending in the federal government. I wanted to get your reaction to another speaker alongside you this year. That was Andrew Breitbart and his untimely death yesterday. Your reaction, sir?
Well, you're right. Untimely is absolutely right. I had the opportunity to meet Andrew out at the Reagan Library a couple of years ago, and he's just an amazing guy. He'll certainly be missed, but he left his mark, and that he's left a tremendous mark and for the cause, and I'm grateful for that and for what he's done, and certainly he'll be missed.
Tom Graves, the Republican from Georgia, you've run unopposed in several of your elections. What does your reelection look like this year, sir, very quickly?
No opposition this year, but I've had plenty of opposition in the past.
Yeah, I know. Every time I look down there, you don't have anybody running against you. It's fantastic. Tom Graves again, and best of luck to you in this unopposed race, sir. We appreciate you being with us.
Thanks for letting me join you.